Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Today I've got some more Entitled Parents videos for you, so if you are ready, sit back, relax, and let's get straight into them. But quickly, if you aren't subscribed to my channel yet, what are you doing? Hit that button. Entitled mum calls the cops when I wouldn't give any steak to her son. This happened maybe about a year ago, before the whole pandemic started. The weather had been nice, and I'd just gotten some sirloin steaks. I haven't used my grill since the previous year, so I decided now would be a good time to try it out. For a few days, a group of construction workers had been busy working on a new house. It's built now, and it's pretty nice, way too expensive for me though. But it had been hot, and or rainy, almost the entire duration of the build, and they were working their butts off the whole way through. So I decided to be nice, and after going over to the site, I yelled for them to come get some free food when they went on break. They were incredibly grateful. There were about 5 workers present, and 4 of them showed up for steak while the other passed. I had enough for everyone, including one for me, and we had a nice time chatting and getting to know one another. One was a veteran of the Marines back in the early 80s. He's friends with my grandma now. One was even related to the sheriff of our county. Anyway, amid the conversation, we heard an "excuse me" from the other side of the fence. My neighbour is this middle-aged woman with a super freaky son. He was this stoner influencer who loved to go on social media, where he would post about his fetish for pot, and he just lived off his mother's paycheck every week while living on her couch. He was also in his mid-30s. There she was, on the other side of the fence. "My son was wondering if he can have some steak too. Sorry, I don't have any left." "But you have enough for all of them."
"Yeah, I do. If he wanted some, he should have come earlier."
"No, you should have bought enough for everyone."
Now, one of the construction workers here comes in. "Look, lady, this guy was nice enough to cook steak.
Don't you have work you should be doing?"
Another construction worker pipes up. "We're on lunch, mom." She soon left in a huff, but not before shouting that she was calling the police. I was the only one who heard that, I think, so I asked the relative of the sheriff if there was really anything the police would arrest me for. Of course, he said no. In his words, there are no laws against not sharing. I asked if we should tell her that, and he again said no. Again, in his words, it would be the most fun they've had on the job ever since they started building that dang house. Note, I actually did have an extra steak, but I was saving it for later. Sure enough, after the construction workers went back to the site, who's to show up but a police officer? No lights, so it's a non-emergency, obviously, but he parked right outside the entitled mum's house. Both her and her grown-ass kid walked out and greet the policeman. I walked out on my lawn and the entitled mum pointed straight at me. Now, I can't quite remember everything said here, but she was accusing me of discrimination because I left her 30-ish-year-old little boy out of our little steak party. I swear, it was like a kindergarten lunch. The policeman obviously shook it off, warned her to not get the police involved in something so ridiculous again, and started to leave. But I said, "Wait, officer, are you hungry?"
"Well, I haven't had lunch yet. Why?"
"May I offer you a steak?"
"I knew it. You do have more steak. I demand you give it to my son now."
"And I demand you both go back into your house before I arrest you for disturbing the peace and possibly harassment."
But you can't do that. He can't do that. Tell him, kid."
"I just want some steak."
"Officer, you have to do something about this. This man is performing a hate crime on my son."
We both actually laughed. The policeman says something along the lines of, "Have a good day," and I led him into my backyard. I had to give him the steak raw since he had to go back on his patrol, but we had a good laugh. The entitled mum and her grown-ass kid finally went back into their house, and every time that I see them nowadays, she scowls at me while her kid just pays no attention. I occasionally see that same officer from time to time, and every time I see him, he asks the same thing.
"Did you remember to share today?"
"Officer, please help me. This man won't share his food with my 30-year-old kid who's too lazy to work for himself and sleeps on my couch every night and doesn't have his own house or a girlfriend or a life. Wow. I mean, they're talking about wasting police time, but this is the next level. I mean, why would this guy give food to your son who literally sleeps for a living? I mean, I'm quite a lazy guy, but this, Jesus Christ, come on. As for you, OP, fair play for not bowing down to this woman and saying, oh, you know what, I do have a spare piece of steak, you can have it, and instead waiting for someone who actually deserves some food to come and get it, like this policeman. Now for our second story, entitled mum thinks neighbourhood corona help means that she is somehow entitled to a personal assistant who walks her dogs, watches and schools her kids, and does all her shopping. I live in a large-ish apartment block complex. It's actually nice in Central Europe, and when our government issued coronavirus social distancing rules and recommendations, the neighbourhood office, a small non-profit organisation of neighbours, they offer some neighbourhood help coordination such as borrowing tools from neighbours, a small leave one and take one library book exchange, and information about activities for kids, started to coordinate neighbourhood help for risk group people or people in self-quarantine. There is no strict stay-at-home order in my country, but most stores except grocery stores are closed, and you're not allowed to meet in groups of more than 5 people except if you live together. But it is still recommended that if you are tested positive or experience any corona-related symptoms, that you stay at home for 14 days, and that if you belong to a risk group, you should be extra careful and, if possible, not go outside. Schools are closed as well, which makes it difficult for parents, of course. So, the neighbourhood corona help group did what most of these help groups do. Volunteers can sign up and are connected with people who need help, such as elderly people with dogs who don't feel safe leaving their apartments and therefore need someone who walks their dog or buys the groceries they need, or people who are in self-quarantine. Now, I'm a student and a research assistant, and because the universities are shut down, I have a lot of free time during the day, so I signed up too. So just FYI, this help group has a lot of volunteers, but not many people actually request help. It's the same with almost all of these groups, so if you need assistance and there is such a group available, please do request help. People are willing to help and it's not a burden to them. Just don't be a Karen. So, about 3 weeks ago, I got a notification from one of the coordinators that I should connect with the entitled mum who contacted the group and asked for assistance. I was glad I finally could do something, so I called this person immediately. Hello, this is OP. I got notified by the help group that you need some assistance. What can I do for you? Oh, thank God, finally. Yes, yes, I need... She immediately starts listing grocery items and I tried to write all of it down as quickly as possible. And also, it would be great if someone could walk my 2 puppies every day. And I'm going crazy with the school. I need someone to watch my kids while they do online classes. So regarding groceries, I start reading the very long list back to her to make sure I got everything, while she further explains what exact brand she wants and how much she is willing to pay for it. Ugh.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm not sure we can get everything you need because some of these things are sold in stores that are currently closed, but I will pass this list on to the person who is coordinating the shopping today and see what we can do. What do you mean? I need these things immediately. We are coordinating all the groceries first, mom, so that we can get everything in 1 or 2 trips. I'm sorry, but you will have to wait until tomorrow and it might be that we can't get everything you need. Also, what kind of dogs do you have? Now, I ask this because I don't feel comfortable around large dogs. I mean, all doggos are beautiful, but I get nervous around large dogs, especially if I don't know them. 2 German Shepherds, when can you come over and walk them? I'm sorry, mom, but I'm not good with large dogs like yours, but I will post a notification in the help group ASAP so that someone else can help you with that, okay? I'm sure someone would love to play with your dogs. Wow, I can't believe this. You are supposed to help me. What about my kids? Don't tell me you can't come and watch them either. I'm sorry, mom, but we're not babysitters. Now, I understand that this situation is difficult with the schools being closed, but if you have technical difficulties setting up the online learning environment, I can try to help you with that. Babysitter? I don't need a babysitter. I need someone to watch my 12 and 14 year old sons. They are lazy and refuse to do their homework. I'm going crazy. I'm sorry, but I can't help you with that.
What? You are supposed to help me. Now she is yelling at this point. I'm trying to. I already sent your list of groceries to the coordinator. And I posted your request for help with the dogs in the group chat. Look, I get that this situation is hard for you, but we are a help group to assist sick people and the elderly. Even with so many volunteers, we are not prepared to organize tutoring or babysitters too. Also, I am not supposed to enter your apartment.
I knew it. All you do is care about the elderly, but no one cares about single mothers like me. Also, what are you talking about? Sick people?
Well, yes, people who can't go outside because they are self-quarantining.
What do you mean? Did you have contact with infected people? How dare you offer to come to my house then? Are you crazy? Oh no, I don't want you people to touch my food or my dogs.
She then went on about how she doesn't want us to bring her groceries or walk her dogs and hung up on me. Well, problem solved, I guess.
Yeah, that was certainly an interesting one. I guess in a roundabout way that whole sort of problem sorted itself out in the end. I love how she went from demanding all these things to saying, oh, what, you're a volunteer and you've dealt with someone that's sick? Yeah, obviously. Oh no, you can't do all these things for me. I don't want to get sick as well. Like, what is that? It's bad enough that she's trying to use a volunteer when she clearly doesn't need one. Yes, being a single mum, I assume, is quite difficult. But come on, people are dying from this virus. You're not even ill. But on top of that, she then goes, oh, what? I don't even understand. You've been touching sick people? That's the whole point. You're helping sick people out. The logic of this entitled mum is beyond belief. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. I really hope you have enjoyed it. You know what? Let me know down in the comments. Are you still enjoying these videos as much as you used to, or are you enjoying them more? I want to know if the videos are getting better, the stories are getting better, you're getting bored of them. Just let me know in the comments below. If you do want more, though, I've got an entire movie up on screen right now, either there or there. This is my first movie. It's pretty much a compilation of all my best stories from, well, last February. So last year, February 2019. Up until maybe December of last year as well. If you want some juicy entitled parent stories, they're all in there. Go and check them out. Oh, and subscribe as well.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.